This is our new podcast, Two New Yorkers
and 1,000 Opinions.
We're very excited to relaunch this podcast with a new co-host. This is your host, Evelyn Calleja, and my new co-host,
Pascual Cardone.
Very exciting because we're really two New Yorkers. And God knows we have plenty of opinions.
I was born and raised. I had my birth certificate and a plate from the hospital that shows that I was a New Yorker born.
New York City. Okay, that's fantastic.
I'm looking forward to this. I'm so excited.
I know. No idea. You know, it's so funny. We know each other for so many years. How long do we know each other?
28.
28 years. How that comes off the tongue. So for our regular listeners, thanks so much for tuning in again. We hope you'll stay with us. We promise there won't be any fits and starts. We're going to be as consistent as possible. Right, Pat?
Oh, I'll be here all the time.
Great. And our last
episode was like in March of 2020.
2020.
That was right before COVID. New Yorkers, when COVID hit and then you went underground.
Well, then I went off on my own and I tried it solo, but I was so very lonely. I really need a partner in crime.
And there I was.
There you were, just sitting there for 28 years. Who knew?
Pick me.
Pick me. So it's so funny. All right, let's talk about names for a minute.
Oof.
Yes. I know.
Names.
So you were born
many years ago. And I was the son of another Pascual. But the confusion was when I was getting older, that was I a junior or not a junior? And that was the issue. The birth certificate didn't say Pascual Junior, but the plate that was given to my parents said junior on it. I guess at that time in the 50s, you got a plate. Give a baby, get a plate.
You know. I don't know from these plates. That's way after my time.
Well, it tells you the exact time you were born and, you know, it's good for your psychic readings, all that.
It really is.
Got to know when you were born.
That's right. The exact time. Yes.
But yeah, so I all growing up, I didn't know whether I had Pascual Junior or not. My grandparents called me Junior. Other people called me Junior. Then I realized later on, after looking at the birth certificate when I was an adult, that they didn't name me Junior. So I've been living a lie.
Oh my God. Now you're outed.
I'm outed.
You're outed of the lie. Let's not get into that. But this is exciting because we're starting this new season, the new resurrected podcast
right on
Mother's Day.
I know. It's beautiful. Perfect day to come out.
I know. I wouldn't know that. Okay. So since it's Mother's Day, you told me a hilarious story about your mother.
My mother was a born and bred New Yorker. You know, she wouldn't go out of the house with the curlers and stuff. And she didn't want her children to be brought up in Brooklyn or be born in Brooklyn. But she married a Brooklyn boy.
Ah.
So, you know, at the time, you know, the women would always follow the men wherever they went. So she was a New Yorker. She went to Brooklyn. But both my brother and I were born in New York City. She did not want us to be born in Brooklyn.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because Brooklyn is New York.
I know, but
she wanted
like
you
it.
In the city.
But don't forget, in the 50s, you know, it was like country.
That was like the suburbs.
It was really, and she was such a New Yorker. It's like, no, I want you to be born in the city. So she raced across the bridge, the tunnel, wherever they went with my father. And we were born in the city.
What hospital?
Manhattan General. It's not there today. But my plate still survived. Yeah.
And they gave you the plate. Thank God they gave you the plate.
I never asked her, did they have to pay for it?
But, you know, I feel really like I'm from hunger because I never got a plate.
You got to get a plate. Have a baby, have a plate.
I'm not having a baby just to get a plate. So your mother had two plates?
Anyway, well, I don't know if my brother has one. I never really asked him.
Ooh.
I have to ask him, where's his plate?
Well, he's listening to this. Maybe he could email us.
Let me know, where's your plate? He says everything. So he's a saver too. So anyway, fast forwarded to like many, many years later, my mother was at my house and people were asking me about where I was from. And I said, yeah, I'm from Brooklyn. Well, she had a hissy fit.
Did she?
She had a hissy fit. To this day, everybody still talks about my mother. And where are you from? And I said, I was from Brooklyn. Well, she just whipped her head around and said, no, you're not. You're from New York. You're a New Yorker. You lived in Brooklyn, but you're a New Yorker.
Wow.
So we always had a good chuckle to this day about my mother. So if anybody asks me now, I always say I'm born in New York, raised in Brooklyn. So thanks, Mom, for the clarification.
We never had such designs or airs, might I say. You're too fancy for me.
Well, I didn't think about it. I love Brooklyn. You know, I'm a Brooklyn boy.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I'm the only child of five that was born in the continental U.S.
Oh, right. Right.
And the only one obviously born in New York, because my siblings, three of my siblings were born in Puerto Rico, and my sister Ilya was born in Panama, because my dad was stationed in Panama between World War II and the Korean War. He and my mother and my brother and sister, they moved to Panama.
Do they have dual citizenship?
No.
They could get another passport.
I mean, Ilya could have gotten. She talked about it for years. I don't think she ever followed up on
that. Kind of cool. Why not?
Yeah. I know I can't get Spain. It's a big thing.
I'm going to try Irish, Ireland, and Italy. I have to really go into that. Because my mother's mother was from Ireland.
Oh, really?
So I have three Italians and one Irish.
So you're not 100%, 100%?
No, three quarters. Italian and
And they called you Pasquale. So how?
Because
what do people say to you? You know, how do they, you know, I know you as Patty.
I know, P-A-T-T-Y.
Yeah.
Not D-Y. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've only known you as Patty. I was introduced to you as Pat, right? But your father was known as Pat as well.
He was. They didn't call him Pasquale. They called him Pat, and then they called me Patty. But it's such a weird name, Pasquale. You know, people say you could be called Paul. It's not like John and just Johnny or Steve, yeah. You know, Pasquale. My friend Kurt used to call me Squally. Hey, Squally.
Really? And some people say Pasquale. That's not correct, right?
It's just, I say no E, Pasquale.
Yeah.
But you know, the funny thing is I have Alexa now. So I'm by myself. And so I talk to Alexa. And then she'll say.
You're talking to Alexa. You have nobody else.
Nobody else in the apartment.
You know, you could call.
But she calls me Pasquale.
Really?
Hello, Pasquale.
Really? Can you correct her?
I don't even bother. I mean, she's my only friend in there.
You don't want to piss her off.
No, she won't come back.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, you have recently single.
Yes, I am. After 28 years. That's when we met, 28 years ago.
28 years ago. People can do the math. So how's it been? Your own place?
It's good. It was more of a fixer-upper. So I just threw myself into getting it all done the way I liked it. Mm-hmm. And now the last thing to do is my backsplash this week. He's coming and I'm finally excited to come home.
Oh, good. So, well, we were there.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful apartment.
Yeah. It's a one bedroom.
Little terrace, nice.
Yeah, overlooks Stanford. It's nice. I'm happy with it.
It's like a little
it's like being in New
piece
York.
Piece of New York.
To me,
yeah.
I love going through the doorway. Every time I come in the front door, it's like, I'm in New York. But the rents are cheaper.
Yeah, of course. Who could afford it?
Oh, I bought it. I'm not renting.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's really very happy. I walk right into downtown. I can do the restaurants, walk to the train to Metro North. I'm really happy.
So have you become like a regular anywhere near?
One Indian restaurant, they know me. I've gone a few times. So
you're known.
They know me. So it's kind of fun. You know, you feel good when you go into a restaurant and they know you, they're smiling.
Oh, yeah.
You
when I first moved to Chelsea back in 1990, oh gosh, I moved there in 1994. I hate to say this. I don't know what this makes me sound like, but all the bars, I knew all the bartenders.
Did you?
Yeah. So whenever I went on a day, I would choose to meet them at a place where I knew the bartender.
Oh, that was good.
You know, a single woman in New York.
Oh, yeah, no, you knew a lot of them.
You can't mess around
right.
with that.
Right. No.
I knew a lot of the bartenders. And, you know.
But even today, you got to be careful. You don't want to lose a kidney.
No.
You know, I mean, God, I think
yeah,
about
wake
that.
Up like, in a bathtub with ice.
Where
cubes.
Do you meet somebody at a neutral place today?
Well, the younger people do the apps. Do you use any apps?
No. I was at the gym and I played around with eHarmony, but I refused to pay. And I'm getting pictures of people, but they look so much older than me. I don't know. I don't want to be shallow, but I don't know.
Well, you want a contemporary.
I want a contemporary. I don't want anybody 10 years old or 10 years younger.
No, I understand.
You know, I want somebody really contemporary that knows TV shows that I knew. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. If it's meant to be, it'll be. If not, I've got my family and friends.
You have a wonderful, rich life.
I do.
And look, you went through a big thing. It's not easy.
You know, you think you're going to be with somebody until they die. And it just doesn't happen that way. But well, it makes you stronger. Yeah.
So you talk about names, you know, in the Quirks. My mother, who was may she rest in peace, was fabulous. She, the same thing, never left the house with rollers on. Oh, my God, never.
Right?
Always with her heels, her makeup, her hair done, always dressed. That's just how she was. And I think it came from when she was growing up in Puerto Rico. Like, she would read the movie magazines. And actually, she would make her own clothes based on some of the movie magazines.
Oh.
And she told me that one time we had a bonding moment. We spent some time in Puerto Rico together. And she told me how she used to cut the patterns, and sew these dresses to look like these Hollywood starlets, and do her hair the same way. So that, I think that generation was so mesmerized with the Hollywood thing.
It's glamorous. It's beautiful. Glamorous. It really is. Today, you know, you look at people, it's like,
it was only until COVID that I started leaving the house without makeup. Because you know what? With the mask, who's going to see you? And plus, the lipstick was all over the mask. Right. So, it's interesting. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow, if my mother saw me now, she'd be like, put a little lipstick on. Are you kidding? But anyway. So when I was born, my sisters and my brother all have middle names, of course.
Right.
They have beautiful middle names. Their names are so melodic. So I'm growing up, I didn't have a middle name. So just when I was a teenager, I asked my mom why I didn't have a middle name. And she said in her broken English, she said, nothing rhymed with Evelyn. I was like, nothing rhymed? Are you kidding me? It doesn't have to rhyme, right? Well, she meant, I guess, because Spanish is such a melodic. So, you know, the way the names fly off your tongue,
right?
Nothing was with Evelyn. And I was named after their American friend. A couple they met in Panama was from Pennsylvania. He was also in the army and they became very good friends. And it was her best friend. Her name was Evelyn.
Hmm. Oh, that's such an honor.
Yeah.
You know, when really. You have friends like that.
Oh, she wrote to Evelyn till she died. I mean,
they were long friends.
Yeah, always writing. And my mother taught herself how to write English. So
because of Evelyn.
Because of Evelyn. I think it's because of Evelyn.
Wow.
But it's funny, my name is an old-fashioned name. I don't know another Evelyn. Do you know another Pasquale?
Other old people.
Yeah.
Nobody today is named Pasquale. They're always somebody, I have my grandfather, my uncle, this or that. I'm like, oh gosh.
Yeah, and whenever I meet people, I say, oh, my grandmother's name is Evelyn. So it's an old-fashioned name.
You know, all my cousins that are having children, it's like, oh, what about Pasquale? Here's 10 bucks. No, they don't want it. Nobody wants Pasquale anymore. It's a dying name. It's very pretty, though.
It's a nice name. It's a very unusual.
That's what
I guess people can't say you look like a Pasquale, because what does a Pasquale look like?
I don't know. But they still don't pronounce it right.
So tell another story about your mother.
My mom.
Sue.
Yeah, she was always a sweetheart. She was a good baker.
Yeah, I was.
I always liked when she baked.
I was a beneficiary of some of her baking.
But you know, being in New Yorker, the funny thing with her is my brother and I were growing up. She never wanted to be a den mother for us, for the kids. We couldn't play around the corner because she was afraid to send us out into the side streets and not see us. And so instead of joining these, you know, Boy Scouts and all that stuff.
Yeah.
She ended up ordering these kits. So basket weaving, my brother and I would sit in the back of the back. Yeah. I mean, God, talk about crazy. So we would make baskets and give them out, hot plates, tiles, you know, like not color forms, but they were little tiles you would glue together and make designs.
So she did like an arts and crafts.
Arts and craft, but for just my brother and I. So we didn't really meet other little boys.
So she didn't want you involved with the...
No, because she didn't want to get involved. She didn't want to volunteer.
Well, because it's Brooklyn. Let's face it. She didn't want you around with the Brooklyn.
No. So my brother and I would always have to be in the yard together.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know how to play stickball.
I don't know how to play. Well, needless to say, I don't know how to play any of that.
You get a stick and you hit it with a ball.
Yeah, we weren't allowed as girls. We were not allowed outside. When we lived in the Bronx, it was no out playing kick the can. The kids would be playing kick the can or stoop ball.
Yeah, no, I know. We never
did
that.
There was none of that
for us.
We
had a pool. You know, they always had everything inside. We didn't go away to summer camp or any of that stuff. But it was always funny.
No camps.
You know, it was very little outside activity because she didn't want to be, she wasn't that social with the other ladies.
Yeah.
Because they were from Brooklyn. Sad.
Well, my mother didn't really like, she had a very thick accent and she would be embarrassed about her accent. So she did not get involved with any mothers. No, that was not her style.
But another kids in school had the same language?
No. I didn't know anyone.
Spanish speaking?
Yeah. All my friends were either Jewish or Italian.
Oh.
In the Bronx. Then when we went to Queens, you know, my best friend Linda.
Right.
May she rest in peace. Who we lost recently. I'm still gutted from it. But she was my best friend and she was Polish-Russian. So I didn't really grow up with kids speaking Spanish.
Right.
I spoke Spanish because I spoke Spanish at home, but I did not have Latino friends. Other than the cousins and stuff. Yeah, no, we
But cousins don't count as friends outside, you know.
Yeah.
Meeting other people.
You would think the South Bronx, but no, right. It wasn't like that.
Not in those days.
No. When it started getting like that, then we moved.
Right. Okay.
Another Puerto Rican family moved next door in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents did not allow us to play with them.
They didn't want to? Why?
No.
Ruffians?
They were kind of ruffians. They were like from, like kind of hickey people.
Oh, all
right. So my parents didn't allow, but I wasn't allowed to play outside anyway.
Yeah. I know.
I wasn't so allowed to learn how to ride a bike.
No, we did a bike.
I snuck and learned to ride a bike. I snuck out my brother's bike.
Oh, wow. Why, because girls couldn't ride a bike or the boys could?
My sisters and I could not.
Wow.
My parents wouldn't allow it.
But when did you start wearing makeup?
I'm a teenage, you know.
Because
junior high school, I guess.
I remember my mother saying that they weren't allowed as young girls to wear the makeup. You know, and they got to be adults, yeah. It was fine. But like during high school, no, couldn't wear it.
Oh, no, I could. Well, high school, are you kidding?
No.
High school in the 60s, not wearing makeup, that would have been the worst thing in the world.
My mom was older than you.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years. Yeah, I know.
All right, her generation.
Yeah, her generation. You know, she didn't get married until she was 50, in 1953. So in the 40s.
Yeah.
Because she was born in 1923.
I see pictures of my mother as a young woman. She's very zhuzhed up, the hair, there's makeup on.
Yeah, the hair is one thing, but no, they weren't allowed. You know, because my grandfather was so Italian. It was like, you know, you're
stretched.
A bouton.
Yeah.
So you can't, you know, you can't do that.
Oh, God, that's so crazy.
And they used to follow her to school. My uncle, I remember that story. Yeah, my uncle, my father, grandfather's brother used to follow her to school. Or was it my aunt? They used to follow the girls to make sure they got to school.
Really?
They didn't want it to be, and they were in a bad neighborhood. It was just, you know.
That's how it was.
I guess boys be thinking no boys, you know, they think everything's going to happen.
Well, because they understood how hormones are.
Right.
And they protect the daughters. Yeah.
Yeah,
my parents were a little strict. But not in terms of makeup or anything like that. They were strict about like how short my skirt could be. You know, I went to public school. Did you go to Catholic school?
Oh, my God, the whole way. Not that it's a bad thing, but I went 8 years of grammar school, 4 years of high school, 4 years of college.
Oh, you went to a Catholic college. Which one?
St. Francis College in Brooklyn.
Really?
No, it was great. It was just, it's funny, you know. That whole Catholic.
Did you ever think about priesthood?
No, Never got the phone call.
Because sometimes, you know, with Italian, I don't want to look, I don't want to pigeonhole and generalize.
No, no.
But a lot of Italian families, you know, they want to give one son to the church.
My cousins, I have two from my Uncle Nunzi's side. His two boys became, one's an archbishop now in the Solomon Islands.
Wow.
Doing great work. And Tommy's doing great work as well.
So they've made a career.
Yeah, no, the both of, oh my God, it's about 30 years, probably more. You know, you forget how old you get. It's like, it's crazy how the time goes. But they both made a career about it. So it's been nice. They're doing very good work, both of them. But yeah, I never really wanted to follow that path. I don't know, it was just one of those things. But it was an interesting upbringing. You know, you always had to behave. Otherwise you get with the stick from the nuns.
Yeah.
Well, they'd slap you. That
Did
was always
they
a good
slap
one.
You?
Well, not me. I was always good.
You were one of those kids that were always good.
Well, yeah.
And obedient.
I really can't say I was a bad student at all. You know, wasn't an A student, but I wasn't a bad student. And my brother was older, so he was like perfect. So I had to follow that.
Really?
Yeah. But no, I didn't get into mischief. With what you know, we were very sheltered. So
yeah.
I didn't.
We're in Brooklyn.
Mill Basin.
Oh, so down
King's
there.
Plaza.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh, King's Plaza. When that opened.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was like the Mecca for us girls.
My brother and I, we worked at Macy's.
Really?
Yep. I was in housewares.
Every Saturday, we went to King's Plaza to get our outfit for Saturday night.
Oh my gosh.
Probably went to Macy's. I probably passed right by you.
I was in housewares though.
Oh no, I wouldn't have been. That wouldn't have been
me. I wanted men's clothing. Give me that. No, I got housewares.
Really?
It's all right. I mean, I know my housewares now.
Oh, so next time I need some housewares,
you
I know.
Tell me, I'll tell you what to get.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no. So King's Plaza was a big deal.
Oh my God, when it first opened up.
It was the only thing like it around.
I know. Alexander's was there, Macy's.
Now to think that malls are so ubiquitous, but not back then.
No.
Jeez, it was beautiful. Like, wow.
But I'm not a mall person anymore anyway.
No, we don't go to the mall.
You know, I like to go to the outlet stores and I'm just not into the malls.
Where, you know, we buy everything online. It's kind of ridiculous.
No, I get it. I
mean, thank God for Amazon.
Yeah, I really got to get into Amazon. Got to get my password again. I lost it.
You lost your password. We're not going to get into that.
No.
So what else? What are we talking about?
Oh, what else?
Well, you know, I find it hilarious, some of your experiences as a substitute teacher.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about going to Catholic school and then going into public school, like fast forward it 40 years later. I didn't know what happened. I really didn't.
Really?
It was just such a night and day effect because, you know, I don't have any children, so I didn't go to public schools with them or any interaction. My niece and nephews, I go to the recitals and that's it.
But so you can't hit them.
Oh my God. As a substitute teacher, I did. I didn't, but I wanted to, you know, because it's so unruly.
What's the worst thing?
Well, I remember when I first started, there was one little girl that came up to me and she said, you know, I know a lawyer. And I looked at her. I said, I want to give you a reason to know a good lawyer because I'm going to hit you. Go away, sit down. But I couldn't tell her.
Why did she say that to you?
She was just being a little snotty girl. You know, they were just so unruly. It was just like sassy to me, you know. When you're a teacher, it's one thing, but when you're a substitute, you're just.
They don't know you really.
Well, no, they don't. They just know they can get away with it. Mm-hmm. That's all. You just scum to them.
Yeah.
You know, really. I mean, I have a degree, but still, it's like you're just nobody. You're just going to come and go, so they don't care. No, it's just that the way they talk to you, they don't sit down in their chairs. They're just fresh. They run around. They don't sit. It's like, you know.
There's a lot of screaming.
Oh my God. It's terrible. I could even actually hear other classrooms where the teachers are screaming at the children that they don't. And I'm listening like, well, you're the real teacher here and you can't control some of these kids. And that's what's so sad because this is the future. These kids in 20 years, 25 years, they're going to be running the country, the stores, everything.
Yeah, there's no discipline.
And they don't have the discipline. That's
I guess
what
that's
it is.
A slippery slope with young parents now.
It is. I always want the parents to like be video. I want us to video the rooms so that the parents can see what little Johnny does when you're not around. He's a hooligan.
Well, they should do, you know, like some companies do a day in the life of, like, you know, the CEO gets to be the receptionist for a day. They should do that with parents, that they get to be the substitute teacher.
They really need to see what goes on, because not everyone's an angel. They're really not, you know? And just the other day, one of the high school students said to me, it was like literally 2 minutes till the bell rang. And he said, we're going to leave early so that we can get a better seat at the lunchroom. I'm looking at him like, 2 more minutes is going to make a difference? He said, oh, yes, it will. I said, all right, go. And then, of course, you know, one of the nerds that's still in the room, he comes up and he said, you know, you were just played. I said, yeah, I know. It's 2 minutes. Let them go. You know,
how are the high schoolers?
It's boring for the high schoolers because they just sit there on their phones and they just don't do anything. I have to hand out some paperwork and it just ends up as an airplane going around the room. You know, they just don't.
Oh, my God. That's not how it was for me in high school. Oh,
good Lord, no. I had the brothers there. You know what I mean? You just, whatever they said, if the sky was pink, you said, yes, it's a lovely shade of pink. You know, you just didn't, maybe that's the other extreme, you know?
Yeah, but maybe that's the problem.
You know, but.
Because some parents, they raise their children in reaction to how they were raised. So they might be a little too lax.
It's going to the other extreme, right.
Or they're like helicopter parents that they don't let the kids even breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm child free by choice.
I am too. I am very
happy. I just don't want to, you know, deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's a touchy subject with people.
Yeah.
It really is. So it's fine.
Well, you know, I have to say there have been times I'm in the grocery store, food shopping. One time I'm in Whole Foods, this was in Jersey, and there was this little kid running around everywhere, and he was all snotty-nosed, and he was wiping his mouth and then putting his hands on everything.
Oh, good Lord, no.
So I looked at, finally, the mother showed up. I said, you know, this isn't very sanitary. She gave me like, give me a look, or she's going to call the cops on me. Well, stop with this kid. Oh, my God. You'd swear that I would have said he was a, you know, there really are some budding psychopaths.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I watch enough TV, Criminal Minds. Let me tell you, you know, they're budding psychopaths. But anyway.
I don't like when they're screaming in the stores, or even a restaurant. I want to go up to them and start screaming, too.
Yeah.
I really do. It's like have a little tantrum myself and see what the little kids do.
But whenever we're in a restaurant, a kid is screaming, Eric says, what if I got up and started screaming?
Right, like exactly. That? It's like, come on, people, really. I come to a restaurant, I pay for what I want. I know you know, you're entitled to come out, but teach your children manners.
Yeah.
That's all. We all have a nervous breakdown every now and then, but come on.
Just be cool.
That's it.
Well, was your mother a disciplinarian?
Well, I never got slapped. Only one time, and then she always regretted it. So I wasn't a child.
Now that you said that, now I feel like slapping you. How dare you?
Yeah. I mean, my ex was slapped a lot, and I could see why. I mean, I would have slapped him. But I was never slapped. My mother never believed in that. And we just knew when you go out to a restaurant, you go to church, you're just quiet. You just knew it.
We were little soldiers.
Put the fear of God in you.
All my mother had to do was, she had a thing where she raised one eyebrow.
Yeah.
And all she had to do was look us with the raised eyebrow. We knew we were dead when we got home.
You just didn't humiliate and embarrass the parents in public. That's all. You just knew it. But today, it's a different world. It's unfortunate.
I can imagine the stories you have.
Yeah. We'll be on this journey together.
Yes. Are you having fun so far?
I am. I'm very excited about this. I'm looking forward to it.
Good for us.
Thank you for picking me.
Pick me. Well, how can I get these messages. Pick me. Oh, my goodness.
No, we have a lot to share and a lot
we
to
do.
Talk about over the next few years.
I want to wrap up the Mother's Day episode with, you know, a tribute to our moms.
And to all those moms, aunts, grandmothers, sisters, everybody out there.
Those strong females that are raising their children and grandchildren.
I commend you. I take my hat off to you. Really, it's not easy.
Not easy being a woman. But yeah, no. I mean, I wish my mother was here today. She's gone many, many years, and that doesn't change anything.
No.
The length, do you feel the same way?
God, like, no, I still talk to
sometimes
her.
Sometimes, oh, wow, I wish I could call her up and say something to her. Or I wonder what she would think of this, you know, right. This and such.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Yo, that what if? But we have to be thankful for the times that we had them,
as long as we did.
So that's always a good thing.
Okay, so we're wrapping up.
All right.
Season new, our first episode.
Yay.
Okay.
And thank you, everybody, launching. For listening. And hopefully you'll be a follower of us.
Yes, please follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I'll be posting all those links. And let us know if you have any questions. You can message us through any of those platforms. Mm-hmm. And anything you'd like to hear us talk about. Anything you might be interested in hearing our opinions about, because we got plenty. And so this is it.
Till next time.
Thanks, Patty.
Thank you,
Evelyn. It was just a wonderful co-hosting experience. Well,
looking forward to many more, dear.
Okay.
Bye,
well, you call me dear. I don't know what that means.
It's when you forget somebody's name.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about that the other day. Like, you've been finishing my sentences. Because I'm forgetting words. It's not a good thing.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks again for listening in. Ciao.
Ciao.